ABC Radio Australia.
For years now, swimmer Ryan Pinney has been one of the most well-known names on Papua New Guinea's sporting landscape, a four-time Olympian. The pinnacle of his career was in Melbourne in 2006 when he won the 100 metres butterfly final to secure PNG's first ever Commonwealth Games gold medal in the pool. Since his retirement, he has moved on to become chair of the PNG Athletes Commission, and now comes news that Pinney will be his country's chef de mission at the Olympic Games in Paris in 2024. It means he'll follow in the footsteps of his late grandfather Jack, who fulfilled the same role at the Montreal Olympics in 1976. And as a member of PNG's Olympic board, Ryan Pinney says he's proud to have won their support.
I'm a board member through the Athletes Commission, so I sit on the executive board. And so what we do then is call for expressions of interest. From there, we sit down and get the opportunity to have our say of why we think we should be nominated. And the board obviously wanted myself to be in that position, which I think is a great opportunity for me. And respect the other board members as well for putting their hand up. It's pretty fantastic that we get this opportunity.
What has attracted you to the post? You've served sport so well in Papua New Guinea for a long period of time in the pool, of course, and you've also been very much involved as an athlete's representative. But why this particular role? Because it's 2 years hard work, really, isn't it, between now and Paris?
Yeah, there is a lot of work involved, and it's something that I've always wanted to do. And most of the opportunities, particularly for an athletes commission point of view, revolves mostly around youth. So youth Commonwealth Games and youth Olympics, to be able to gain that experience. But I've served within the board and the athletes community for 7 years now, and I really just wanted to put my hand up and try something that was going to be really challenging. I've been, four Olympics and a number of Commonwealth Games, and I've been a product of those games and the leadership that is followed on from those through the chef de missions and the general management team. And I feel like hopefully I can provide my own little bit of a taste to it and give athletes something that I see from my point of view, and hopefully I can cater for their well-being and performance aspects of it and manage the team in over the next just under 2 years now.
When you reflect on how PNG has performed at past Olympics, what do you think it would take between now and Paris to maybe take one or two athletes just that next step up towards those elusive gold medals? And is there a role as chef de mission that you can play in that process?
Yeah, I think so. And that's part of, I guess, a reason for wanting to put my hand up for this role is I've been through that. I've been through what it takes and what we need to get to those next levels. And hopefully I can put my thoughts and expressions in and really work with the national federations. And we want to get more athletes qualified on their own merit. So that's our first step. And hopefully along the way, we can gather some more momentum to be able to get into those top eight finishes and hopefully one day a medal. But 2 years, really isn't a lot of time. And the reflection would be, the next couple of years after that, and especially 2032. But what can we do between now and the next 2 years is, we need to work on those high performance strategies, the funding that comes through with the stakeholders. And it's important that we manage the funding opportunities and the scholarship opportunities that we can help the athletes through and give them opportunities to compete at higher levels more frequently, as well as training opportunities through some of the high performance facilities around our region and around the world.
If we go back to the Commonwealth Games in Melbourne 2006, where you set the benchmark really for swimming in the Pacific by winning a gold medal, there hasn't been one since, but there were two Fijian relay teams that made finals at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And are you encouraged that swimming is on the up, at least in some Pacific countries?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's really great opportunities over the last couple of years for teams to get together as more funding, and the competition levels have certainly risen, especially in our region, I think. And so there's obviously some good strategies that Fiji are putting together. I think they've got a really good junior development program, and we can see that swimming around the Pacific is starting to increase, and I'm sure over the next 10 years it's going to only improve. Commonwealth Games is a great opportunity for our level of Pacific athletes, particularly with swimming as well. It's that's where I started, 2002. I wasn't quite in there in the mix, and 4 years later I'm winning a medal in my favorite event. So hopefully events like this can really trigger some motivation and develop that passion for the sport.
And there seems to be a fair bit of money flowing from Australia into Pacific sport at the moment through the Pacific Old Sports Program. There was $2.3 million announced just at the weekend to develop high performance rugby league in PNG, for example. obviously that's not an Olympic sport, but Olympic sports can certainly take advantage of what is there. I mean, how important is the Australian role, do you think, over the next 2 years in giving athletes the opportunities to perhaps train and develop in ways that maybe they can't do at home?
Yeah, no, it's a huge opportunity. And for Tokyo as well, we had some good funding coming from Australia that really helped. And we're always looking forward. It takes a lot of money to be able to give these athletes the best opportunities to compete and to train at their best. So, yeah, look, we'll be definitely looking forward to that. I think we've got a fairly robust strategy for our finances and providing funding for the athletes and the sports. And I'm sure over the next 2 years, we'll see some additional funding to come in and help both locally and through Australia as well. And, you know, I think really looking at over the next 10 years for Brisbane 32, that's going to be really, really encouraging and very important. And I know there's already a lot of talk going on about how we can strategize best over the next couple of years. And, you know, Paris is going to be a part of that as well.
Great ambassador for sport in Papua New Guinea, and indeed across the Pacific. Ryan Pinney confirmed this week as Papua New Guinea's chef de mission for the next Olympic Games in Paris in 2024.